his cock pressed against the front, a noticeable bulge that was impossible not to command attention. He was definitely bigger than Tristan, bigger than all the others. I doubted I could even take it. A nearly empty glass of scotch was in his hand. I hardly ever saw him in the evenings without the amber liquid somewhere nearby. He never seemed affected by the amount of alcohol in his system. Maybe he was drunk all the time, and I'd never met the sober version of Kane. He downed the contents that remained and left it on the dresser as he walked toward the bed. His eyes roamed over my body like he'd never seen me before. They focused on my tits, the attribute he seemed most interested in. His mouth was usually sealed around my nipple, and he gave it a playful bite. His eyes slowly moved down my figure, traveling down my stomach, into the other part of my body he was most obsessed with.
"I'm not gonna wait anymore. You understand me?"
He dropped his boxers, revealing his rock-hard cock and the vein that throbbed along his shaft. His hand circled the base of his cock, and he rubbed himself slightly as he looked at me. I would much rather spend the night with Kane than return to the psychopath that got off to hitting me just as much as fucking me.
"Yes."
I walked to the bed on my own, feeling my tits shake as I walked. His eyes were on me the entire time, practically burning me with just his stare. I felt the sheets with my fingertips and remembered how soft they were when I slept with him the night before.
"How do you want me?"
When he didn't answer me right away, I looked up to meet his gaze. He stared me down with a harder expression than before, a searing gaze that was hot enough to char meat. His hand released his thick cock and moved to his side, but his length stuck out like a sword about to stab someone. My heart was pounding so hard it shook my chest. My lips suddenly felt dry, like I needed his kiss to make them soft once more. I was scared, but oddly aroused at the same time. None of it made sense. Kane never answered me, and chose to walk around the bed until his chest was pressed to my back. He pressed his cock between my ass cheeks, his lubricated head leaking against my lower back. His hands moved to my shoulders, and he gave them a gentle squeeze before he pressed a kiss to my neck. Tristan preferred to take me from behind when he didn't care about watching me cry. He spanked my ass with his palm, or a whip, leaving marks that still hadn't gone away. They were taking forever to fade. Maybe they would never go away. Kane placed kisses along my neck and down my spine. He pressed his large palm against my back and slowly guided me forward on the bed, allowing his mouth to move lower and lower until he kneeled at the bed. His mouth moved all the way down my cheeks, over my ass, and to my pussy. He kissed me there with gentle caresses, stroking my clit with his tongue as well as his lips. I closed my eyes and squeezed my thighs together, forgetting all the fears I had for this moment. Now, all I could do was feel, appreciate that experienced mouth against my throbbing clit. His large hands moved up and down my thighs and gripped my ass cheeks. He'd been waiting a week to have me, and now that he could, he was still taking his time. He wanted to make me feel good, make me wet, and it was working. He rose to his feet again and rubbed his cock between my cheeks. His hands pressed against the mattress on either side of the bed, and I suspected he would fuck me just like that. He dipped his head and kissed my shoulder again, trailing kisses all the way up my neck. His cock throbbed against my cheeks, more of his arousal dripping into the crack. He pulled his warm body away from mine, then grabbed my ass and lifted me onto the bed. I tilted my hips and pressed my ass into the air. My thighs separated, and I prepared for that enormous cock that was about to stretch me wider than any other man had before. He moved behind me, then pressed more kisses along my spine.
As beautiful as this angle is, it'll have to wait for another time.
He rolled me onto my back, then positioned me until my head rested back on the pillow. He moved on top of me, his powerful body dominating mine while the fire crackled in the hearth. The light from the flames glowed behind him, reaching up to the ceiling. He positioned one of my legs over his shoulder, then kissed the inside of my knee. His lips slowly moved up my thigh and to my soaked entrance. My hands rested on the bed on either side of me, and they immediately tugged at the sheets. My nipples were hard as the tip of a knife. He moved his mouth to my other leg and kissed the sensitive skin until he reached the apex of my thighs. I immediately closed my eyes and took a deep breath. I never felt this good with Tristan. Not once. Kane moved up my body and parted my thighs with his arms. His wrists locked behind my knees as he spread me wide apart. His strong physique moved over me, and he stopped his face just inches from mine. His cock pressed against my wet folds, electrifying me the second we touched.
I would never hurt you.
He rocked his hips and rubbed his cock over my folds.
I would never lie to you. I want you to know that.
My hands moved up his chest, feeling the solid slab of muscle I'd touched many times. His touch and words were gentle. Everything about this was different from my previous experiences. I felt like a person, not just a warm body. He kissed me slowly, sucking my bottom lip into his mouth before he breathed into my lungs. His kiss was just as intoxicating as before, full of purposeful kisses and sexy embraces. He kissed me like he loved me, even if I didn't mean anything to him. He pressed the head of his cock to my entrance and slowly pushed. He moaned once he felt the pool of moisture between my lips. Now that he was entering me, all I could think about was the brutal way Tristan shoved himself inside me. He didn't try to make me feel comfortable. He didn't give my body any time to adjust to him. He pushed himself inside me violently and groaned when I bled all over the sheets. When I cried, he fucked me harder, calling me a stupid whore. I couldn't get it out of my mind. My hands automatically pressed against his chest, stopping him from moving inside me any farther. Kane broke our kiss and gave me a ruthless glare.
Do you trust me?
What? I had expected him to say anything else but that.
You love kissing me. You love sucking me. And you'll love this. Stop thinking about everything else, and just think about me.
My arms hooked around his neck because I wanted to cling to him. He was the only man who'd been civil to me, and now I relied on him as the only friend I had.
It's more complicated than that. No, it's not. I'll go easy on you. I'll make you come, like I always do.
But... He sealed his mouth over mine and silenced my words with a kiss. His cock slowly moved farther inside me, every inch stretching me wide apart. It had been a week since a man had entered me, and that was enough time to let my body heal. Now it was widening again, adjusting to the size of Kane's impressive length. My hands moved to his arms, and I gripped his biceps just to have something to grab onto.
Jesus Christ.
He slowly slid the rest of the way, only a few inches of his length remaining outside my body. He stopped kissing me because all he could do was breathe into my mouth. I did the same. It was the only time a man had felt good inside me. It didn't hurt like it did all the other times, at least not in a painful way. The discomfort was subtle, and the pleasure was in the foreground, taking all of my attention. My arousal leaked from my entrance and down my crack to the sheets below me. He hadn't even begun to move inside me, but it already felt good.
Fuck, you're so wet.
He shoved himself the rest of the way, his cock hitting me deep inside. Now he knew my objections were weak, and my body really wanted this. I wished I didn't want him as much as I did. It wasn't normal, not after everything I'd been through. But my body still came to life when a beautiful man touched me the right way. Kane held his face above mine and slowly began to rock into me, his length sliding through my fluidness. He thrust his hips and hit me deep inside before he pulled out again, slowly enjoying my body. My breathing quickened, and my heartbeat turned erratic. My nails dug farther into his skin, and I pulled him closer to me, wanting his chest to rub against my tits as he rocked with me. I was pinned underneath him with my legs stretched wide, but I would never be open enough to take that big package. Kane closed his eyes for a moment, a deep moan escaping from the back of his throat. When he opened his eyes again, he wore a strong smolder. His gaze burned into mine, and the pleasure radiated in his look. He was enjoying every part of me, savoring every inch. My hands moved to his shoulders, and I felt his muscles shift under the skin. My nails clawed at his back, and my hips slowly started to rock with him. Soon, I matched his pace, taking his length at the same speed he gave it to me. The corner of his mouth rose into an arrogant smile, and he rocked a little harder.
Yes.
He'd made me come before, but all those other embraces weren't nearly as intimate as this. Now he was deep inside me, his length causing my pussy to contract with pleasure. My hands slid down his back until I reached his ass. I pulled him deeper into me, wanting more of his length at a quicker rate. Kane leaned farther over me and deepened the angle, the head of his cock hitting a new sensual place. He got the headboard going, and the sweat formed on his back.
I'm gonna give you so much of my cum.
That shouldn't arouse me, but it did. I wanted that heavy seed inside me. His seed. Every time Tristan fucked me, I felt dirty. Now I felt dirty, but in a good way. Shivers ran down my spine, and my body tightened in preparation for the upcoming explosion. I could feel it in the beginning stages, even when it was small. Slowly it built up to a crescendo, releasing with a powerful wave that nearly took my breath away.
God!
I hated myself for enjoying this. I hated my body for betraying me. I hated Kane for bringing my body to life when I thought it was dead.
Fuck!
Kane moved harder into me, his breaths coming out as grunts. He watched me come with the same heat on his face, and after a few pumps, he hit his threshold too. He shoved himself hard inside me, burying himself to the hilt, and then released.
Bellissima.
He locked eyes with me as he dumped everything deep inside me, filling me like a gas tank in a car. He topped me off until my pussy could no longer contain his length as well as his seed. It seeped out of me, dripping down my ass like the rest of my arousal. He dug one hand into my hair and gave me a hard kiss on the mouth, breathing roughly into me as the ecstasy swept over him. When we were both finished, I felt him slowly soften inside me. I was tired and satisfied, and not the least bit disturbed by what happened between us. My feelings for him were inexplicable, but I couldn't evaluate my mental state on my own. He brushed his lips against mine before he pulled his semi-hard dick out of me. I could feel his seed slowly seep to my entrance, warm and heavy.
There's plenty more where that came from, sweetheart.
Chapter 18. Cain. I woke up the next morning with a beautiful woman all over me, her arm draped across my waist, and her leg was hooked around mine. Her hair was all over the place, across my chest and over my cheeks. Her tits pressed into my side, round and firm with nipples that were soft since she was still asleep. I looked down at her and stared at her soft nose and thick lashes. With high cheekbones and full lips, she was absolutely perfect. I loved watching her moan underneath me. I loved feeling her tight pussy clutch my cock when I made her come. I couldn't believe I waited so long to have her. Never should have allowed that to happen. Now that I could have her whenever I wanted to turn her over and fuck her from behind. I wanted to see that beautiful ass and the small muscles of her back. Her brown hair would cascade down to her waist, and I would fist it and tug on it. But she looked so peaceful asleep, and I didn't have the audacity to wake her up. In a few weeks, she would return to Tristan and never get another good night of rest. I didn't care that much, but I still wanted to let her sleep. I slipped out of bed without waking her up and went downstairs to make some coffee. I bought an expensive coffee maker, top-of-the-line quality, but everything tasted exactly the same as the cheap little pot I had in my apartment in Florence. Didn't make a difference at all. I brewed a cup and wiped the sleep from my eyes. Flashbacks of the night before kept returning to me. Her tits were beautiful when they shook, and I'd never forget the look in her eyes just as she came. I came deep inside her pussy and released more cum than I ever had in my life. Felt so fucking good. I leaned against the counter and listened to the coffee pot while my cock hardened in my sweatpants. Maybe I'd wake up to fuck her after all. The sound of the doorbell destroyed my fantasy and took all my attention. I walked to the front door and sighed in frustration when I saw Pearl on the other side of the door. Crow didn't seem to be in sight. He was probably still asleep and had no idea she'd snuck off. Damn it.
Open the door.
She banged her fist against the solid wood. I couldn't avoid her forever, but I didn't expect her to show up at my door just to smack me around. I opened the door and gave her a cold look. Be careful. Crow isn't here to save your ass if you tick me off. She crossed her arms over her chest and did her best to look frightening.
Do your worst, Cain. I'll do mine.
Did you really come all the way over here to fight me? In case you've forgotten, I nearly killed you last time.
Like I could ever forget.
She walked inside without being invited.
You know exactly what I want to talk about.
She searched the entryway and the staircase like Adelina might appear from a corner. I shut the door because I wasn't going to get rid of her so easily. Crow and I talked about this. There's nothing we can do for her.
That's where you're wrong.
Wrong? I asked. Pearl, you're a tough cookie, but you don't know how many horrible men are out there. Bones was evil, but there are a million more just like him. We can't take them all down.
But we can't do nothing either. Crow said you were going to offer to buy her.
I didn't totally agree to that. It won't work, trust me.
How do you know?
Because I fucked her. If she were my slave, I wouldn't let her go either. I just do, all right? I know your heart is in the right place, but you need to forget about this and move on.
While you boss her around all day?
I don't boss that woman around. She can do whatever she wants.
Oh, really?
She challenged.
But you'll only offer her protection as long as she fucks you? That's twisted, and we both know it.
I'm supposed to let her live here and eat my food without compensation? I asked incredulously. When have I ever been the charitable type? I know you've been through a lot, but don't expect me to share your beliefs. I enjoy fucking this woman, and I'm going to keep doing it. When her time's up, she goes back. End of story. She shook her head, her lips pressed tightly together.
You'll send that woman to her death and not think twice about it?
I'd miss having her in my bed. I'd even miss some of our conversations, but once she was gone, she wouldn't be in my thoughts anymore. It was cold, it was heartless, but I learned to live that way a long time ago. Never hold on to someone too tight. They wouldn't be around forever. If I could help her, I would. So don't make me sound like the bad guy. Tristan took her, not me. And if I didn't take Tristan's offer to borrow her, she'd be worse off. The way I see it, I'm her saving grace at the moment.
You're just using her. You don't care about her.
Why should I? I snarled. If I were homeless on the street, would anyone care about me? Her eyes narrowed.
Not the same thing.
It is the same thing. Life isn't fair, Pearl. Get over it. Her nostrils flared just the way Crow's did when he lost his mind.
How dare you say that to me?
I'm sorry that the world is so despicable. Believe me, I am. If I could take all the suffering you've experienced to spare you the pain, I would. I would endure everything because you're my family now. So don't act like I don't give a damn. Because I do. She continued to breathe hard with a volcano erupting behind her eyes. She usually had a quick reaction to anything Crow or I said, but now she was at a loss for words. I'm sorry, Pearl. If I could save her, I would, but I can't. I'd accepted it once Crow and I talked about it. Now I'd made my peace with it. I would enjoy her while I could, then return her once the fun was over. End of story.
What if I had given up on you?
She whispered.
What if I'd just let Bones kill you?
I'd never forget the time she stuck out her neck for me. I was grateful from the bottom of my soul. You should have let him kill me, Pearl. You shouldn't have risked your life for mine.
But you would have done the same for me.
Yes, I would have. But that was different. But you are family, Pearl. You're a Barsetti.
As are you.
It didn't matter how much she irritated me. I loved this woman like a sister. I loved her like Vanessa. In a lot of ways, she reminded me of her. Vanessa's spirit was still with me through the woman my brother had made family. After what I did to you, I didn't deserve your loyalty.
Family loves each other no matter what. That's why Crow didn't kill you.
True. If I were anyone else, Crow would have murdered me.
And since family is always there for each other, that's why you should be there for me.
I didn't know what she meant. I am here for you.
But yet, that poor woman is going back to Tristan in just a few weeks.
I stopped myself from rolling my eyes. I already told you there's nothing I can do about it. She won't leave her friend behind, so I can't help her escape. And I can't buy her from Tristan either. So what am I supposed to do? She finally shut her mouth. Pearl, what am I supposed to do? I repeated, pressing my point harder. She finally dropped her gaze. Good. This conversation was finally over. You should get going. She'll be awake soon.
I want to meet her.
Why?
I know exactly what she's been through. I can talk to her.
I couldn't imagine why a woman would want to discuss her trauma with another woman who'd experienced it. That would be like two guys talking about their terrible childhoods together. I'll think about it.
You'll think about it?
Her tone rose again.
This woman shouldn't feel alone.
She doesn't. She has me. If she ever wanted to talk to me about anything, I would listen. I may not give great advice, but I knew how to listen.
You told me you would give her back without thinking twice about it.
But that doesn't mean I won't be there for her while I can. I don't think you talking to her is going to do any good.
I thought you didn't boss her around. Now you're making decisions for her?
Pearl was such a pain in the ass sometimes. I'll feel her out, all right?
Why don't you just ask her now while I'm here?
Her phone rang in her pocket, and the fact that she ignored it told me it was Crow. One, she's not awake yet, and two, I'm not gonna bombard her. Go home, and I'll let you know what she says. Her phone rang again, telling her time was up. I glanced at her pocket before I met her look again. You better get home before you really piss him off. Pearl opened the front door and walked out, ignoring the phone ringing in her pocket.
Let me know what she says.
I rolled my eyes, then shut the door behind her, grateful that pain in the ass was finally gone. She accused me of bossing Adelina around, but Pearl bossed around everyone under the sun. She got in Crow's face any time she felt like it, and she certainly wasn't scared of me. I headed back into the kitchen and halted when I spotted Adelina standing there. She was in my t-shirt, the fabric reaching her knees and swallowing her small frame in the loose cotton. Her brown hair was pulled over one shoulder, and a rested look sat deep in her eyes. A steaming mug sat on the counter, and she cupped it with her palms before she took a drink. She'd been standing there for a while. Now that I looked at her, I remembered our passion the night before. I'd never been buried in a wetter or tighter pussy. It was a little slit of heaven, beautiful slickness. Just breathing the same air as her made me aroused. I remembered exactly the way her pussy felt when it tightened around my throbbing cock when she came. I'd never forget it as long as I lived. I stood on the other side of the kitchen counter and watched her, seeing the way her lips pursed together when she took a drink. Kissing her came to mind.
Who was that?
She lowered her cup and returned it to the counter. Depends. How much did you hear?
A good amount. Something about wanting to talk to me?
Now I didn't see the point in hiding anything. That was my sister-in-law, Pearl. She sticks her nose where it doesn't belong. She's not happy about my arrangement with Tristan. Pretty pissed, actually.
Oh?
She's been through the same thing and wants to help you.
Help me?
Her voice escaped as a whisper. Yeah. I told her I'd think about it, but I don't think talking to her will do any good. She grasped the handle of her mug but didn't take a drink.
So she was trafficked?
I nodded.
When?
About 2 years ago. Time went by fast. I remembered the day I met her when I took her from Bones' estate in Rome. She was fiery, violent, and good with a knife. She fought harder than most men did on the battlefield. Now it didn't surprise me that my brother fell for her so hard.
She escaped?
I shrugged. Kinda. She was owned by someone else, but my brother and I broke her out. It wasn't to save her. We were planning on using her to get revenge after what her former master did to us. But Crow decided to fall in love with her instead.
And she fell in love with him?
She asked with surprise. I couldn't believe it either. So now they're married and live in Tuscany.
And she's never wanted to go home?
She didn't leave much behind in America, doesn't have a family or many friends.
Oh.
I'll tell her you aren't interested. I poured myself a mug of coffee, then came around to her side of the counter. Her coffee was a little lighter than mine because she added cream and sugar. The second I was closer to her, I felt my hair stand on end. She didn't smell exactly the same as she did last night, because she smelled like me.
Actually, I do want to talk to her. If she came all the way over here, she sounds like a considerate person.
I hid my disappointment as best as I could. I didn't want to share Adelina with anyone, not when I only had a limited amount of time with her. I'll let her know. She pulled the mug to her lips and took another sip. I wanted to get down to business again, but she just woke up and she had an empty stomach. I should let the poor woman eat something and relax before I pinned her to the bed and fucked her from behind. I couldn't be completely barbaric. Hungry? Her hand moved to her firm but tender stomach.
Starving. Everything here tastes so good.
I suddenly felt like shit when I remembered how she used to be starved. Now I wanted to make her a feast for every meal to fatten her up as much as I could before she had to return to that daily torture. How about pancakes, eggs, and bacon? I grabbed two skillets hanging from the hooks that hung from the ceiling.
That sounds like a dream.
Then I'll get to it. Grab me the carton of eggs from the fridge.
You're gonna cook?
She asked incredulously. She thought I didn't know how to work a kitchen? Yes, I know a thing or two.
I thought I was supposed to do the cooking and cleaning around here. Isn't that what you asked?
She grabbed the eggs from the fridge and gathered other supplies, like the refrigerated bacon and the pancake mix from the pantry. I'll give you the day off. I tossed the butter in the skillet and melted it before I prepared the pancake mix. She continued to watch me with incredulity, like this was some kind of trick.
I can do it, I don't mind.
You take care of dinner, I'll take care of this. When she finally believed me, she grabbed her cup of coffee and took a seat. She stared out the window and to the Tuscan fields in the distance, in quiet contemplation. I wondered what she was thinking, and I would do anything to know that information. You doing okay? I poured the batter into the pan and watched it bubble. I shouldn't care if she was sore or uncomfortable. Asking her about her feelings implied that I cared, which I didn't, but I wasn't sure why I asked to begin with.
Yeah, I'm fine.
She stared down into her coffee. Sleep well?
I've slept like a rock since I came here.
Her long brown hair trailed behind her, slightly messy from rolling around in my bed all night.
It's been really nice.
Her voice trailed off, probably thinking about her time in Tristan's dungeon. I've slept well, too. On the night she shared my bed, I didn't wake up once. I was rested and ready to start my day the second the sun rose. I didn't have dark and twisted dreams like I usually did. Maybe she chased away my nightmares, or maybe it was just a coincidence. I finished preparing breakfast, then placed the food on the table. The pancakes drizzled in syrup and the bacon hot and crispy. She leaned down and smelled her food before she picked up her fork.
God, this smells good.
When she said the word God, I remembered her saying it the night before. My cock hardened in my sweatpants, but I didn't jump at her across the table. I was patient enough to wait until the meal was over. At least, I hoped I was. I walked into her bedroom and heard the shower running in the bathroom. Knowing she was hot, wet, and naked made me picture her soaked-up tits and ass. I wanted to press her against the tile in the shower and fuck her from behind, but shower sex was always complicated. I wanted to take my time and really enjoy it, run my hands all over her body and stare at her ass at the same time. So I decided to wait. I stripped down until I was naked and lay back on her bed, my hard cock ready for her. I wrapped my fingers around my length and massaged myself gently, thinking about how tight she would feel wrapped around me. The shower turned off and she moved in the bathroom before she dried her hair. Minutes passed as she got ready, drying herself off and making the final touches to her hair. The echoed sounds finally stopped in the bathroom and she stepped out with just a towel around her torso. I propped myself up on my elbows and stared her down, liking every inch of her. I intended to see her put on more weight around the waist and the thighs, filling her with heavy breakfasts and feasts for dinner. But for now, she was still perfect. My cock hardened more when she stared at it, clearly not expecting me to be lying there. My balls clenched slightly as I looked at her, my arousal stealing all the blood from the rest of my body. A drop of lubrication formed at my tip because I was ready to be buried inside her. Drop the towel. I sat up and put my feet on the ground. She walked closer to me until she released the towel, letting it fall to the ground. Her nipples were hard because she was cold, and her long, lean stomach looked kissable. She sauntered closer to me, her hair clean and soft. When her thigh touched my knee, my fingers grazed over her warm skin. I gripped both of her thighs and pressed kisses to her stomach, tasting the body wash she had just lathered onto herself. My mouth slowly worked up her body until I sucked one of her nipples. She drew in a breath through her teeth and gripped my shoulders for balance. Her chest rose and fell with the deep breaths she took, and I could feel her excitement grow the longer I touched her. I wanted to kiss the rest of her, but I wanted to fuck her more. I pumped my cock a few times before I rose to my feet, towering over her by a foot. I pressed my mouth against hers and kissed her on the mouth, feeling those soft lips and thinking of a rose petal. My large hands gripped her small breasts and I squeezed them gently as I dove my tongue into her mouth. She kissed me back with the same fire, the same desire. Even if she was working for a place to live, it seemed like she wanted me regardless. Once I pushed my cock inside her, it wouldn't be dry with hard friction like sandpaper. It would be warm, soft, and heavenly. As much as I wanted to keep kissing her, I ended the embrace and grabbed her by the hips. I positioned her at the edge of the bed and pressed my mouth to the shell of her ear. On all fours, Bellissima. She crawled on the bed and separated her knees, her ass in the air. I moved my hand up and down my cock while I enjoyed the beautiful sight, my hand catching a drop of lubricant and smearing it down the rest of my length. I couldn't wait to sink inside that beautiful clit. I could see the gleam from her arousal in that moment, right then and there. My knees hit the mattress and made it sink as I scooted closer to her. I pressed my palm to her lower back and pushed down, arching her body in just the contours that I liked. I could see the tight muscles of her back and her perky ass in one great view. My mouth found the back of her shoulder, and I pressed a gentle kiss there. I'm not going to be easy on you this time. I kissed her neck and the shell of her ear before I sat back on my knees and positioned my head at her entrance. My hand could barely grip my cock because it twitched so hard. I'd already fucked her once, but the experience didn't dim my excitement for another round. Sex with the same woman was fun for the first week or so, but I quickly lost interest after a short period. But judging from my raging hard-on, I wasn't going to get bored with Adelina anytime soon. I pressed the tip of my cock inside that wet slit and felt the heat rush through me like someone lit me on fire. Her moisture surrounded me, along with her obvious tightness. The carnal beast inside me emerged and I snatched the back of her hair and yanked harder than I should have. She released a loud breath but didn't pull herself away. With her head angled back, the arch in her spine was even deeper than before. Just the head of my cock was inside her, but I didn't take my time getting the rest in there. I shoved myself hard, squeezing through her tight channel and nearly hitting her cervix in one swift move. Fuck. Like riding a horse, I gripped the reins and controlled every single move. She kept her ass tilted up to me with her arms underneath her for support. Her breathing was ragged and uneven, her chest working hard to get the necessary air deep inside her lungs. I let my cock sit inside her for a moment, letting our bodies enjoy each other for a beat. I'd felt a slick pussy before, but nothing compared to hers. She was always drenched for me the second we were in the same room together. It seemed like she wanted me as much as I wanted her. I wrapped her hair around my fist and got a powerful grip before I thrust into her. My hips rammed into her as I shoved my whole length deep inside her. Over and over I moved, getting my cock soaking wet in her arousal. My hand rested on her back as I continued to grip her hair, keeping her body pinned exactly as I liked it. And I fucked her. Our bodies made sex noises as they moved together, my wet cock squeezing in and out of her slippery channel. My breathing picked up, and I felt the sweat collect on the back of my neck. I should slow down and give it to her gentler, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I wanted to dominate her exactly as I wanted the first time I saw her. I stared at her tiny little asshole and saw the slightly darker skin surrounding it. My cock wanted to fuck that next, but for now, I was content with this perfect pussy. I wish I could stop myself from coming altogether so I could just do this forever. Sweet fucking pussy. I stopped for a moment and adjusted myself to get closer to her, and that's when she started to move on her own. The second I stopped giving it to her, she started to fuck me inside. She rolled her hips in a sexy way and took my length over and over, her pussy cream collecting at the top of my shaft. Jesus Christ. You like my cock, Bellissima? I loosened my hold on her hair slightly, allowing her to rock her body into me harder. I wanted her to give me everything she wanted. It was just as arousing as taking whatever I wanted. She looked at me over her shoulder, her lips parted and her cheeks flushed. A sexy fire was in her eyes, and I knew she wasn't faking any of this. I pulled on her hair so her face was turned toward me even more. I shoved my dick inside her harder, claiming that little pussy is mine. Answer me. An answer came out as a winded breath.
Yes.
I pounded into her harder, my ego inflating as well as my cock. She met me thrust for thrust, rocking her hips back into me and taking every inch that I gave her. Her fingernails dug into the comforter and she moaned as we continued to fuck like animals. I propped my leg up with my foot firmly planted on the mattress and shoved myself into her harder, wanting every inch to be drenched with her pussy juice. I was just about to wrap my arm around her hips and rub her clit when she started to moan. Her face moved toward the bed as her moan slowly escalated into screams. I grabbed her by the neck and turned her face toward me again, forcing her to look at me as she came. I wanted to watch her expression just like last time, to see that rosy pink color enter her cheeks. Eyes on me, sweetheart. She hooked her arm behind her and gripped my forearm, her nails slightly digging into me. It wasn't clear if she did it for balance, or just so she could touch me while she came. It didn't make a difference to me. Her screams grew louder until it sounded like I was beating her senseless. Her mouth widened as she let her voice be heard, her nipples hardening at the same time. She rocked back into me with even more aggression than before, taking my cock like a pro. The orgasm seemed to stretch on forever, lasting just as long as last time. When she finished, her screams turned into quiet moans. Those quickly turned into gentle whimpers as her pussy relaxed and the tenderness began. I wanted to keep going, but I wanted to come more. Every time I watched her get off to my big cock, I wanted to enjoy her in the same way. My fingers tightened around her neck and my thumb rested in the corner of her mouth. I loved possessing her, owning her. I loved dumping my seed inside her because I own that tight little pussy, just like the rest of her. I gave a few more pumps before I released with a growl, dumping all of my seed inside her. The orgasm was long and powerful, just like it was yesterday, and I was quickly addicted to the sensation. I'd never been with another woman and experienced the same carnal satisfaction. I'd never touched myself and experienced the same high. Madalena was the only woman who could give it to me.
Chapter 19. Adelina. When I woke up the following morning, I was in my bed, with Kane beside me. I was wrapped around his body, like usual. I couldn't recall cuddling with him while I was conscious, but I obviously did it during sleep. Somehow, my body found comfort sticking to his. I had been used to having a chain wrapped around me during all hours of the night. Now, I was used to sleeping with Kane instead. The second I opened my eyes and stretched, he woke up too. He opened his sleepy eyes and looked at me, staring at me first thing in the morning. His eyes looked bright that morning, beautiful in a threatening kind of way. Several heartbeats passed before he adjusted the sheets, then moved on top of me. His cock was hard and pressed against my stomach, and his lips found mine for a good morning kiss. I kissed him back automatically, my lips now morphed perfectly to his. I'd kissed him enough times that I expected every embrace. I knew exactly how his lips would feel once we touched. As if I were on fire, everything burned. He positioned me underneath him and inserted his length inside me, sliding in smoothly, even though I'd only been awake for a moment. I didn't have time to get wet, but somehow I was. He pressed his face to mine as he rocked into me slowly, grinding his pelvic bone right against my clit. He breathed hard as we slowly woke up together, our bodies coming to life by using each other. Perhaps it was because it was first thing in the morning, but I was already about to explode. I could feel the tension in my core, as well as everywhere else. I dragged one hand down his back, while I settled the other in his hair. The orgasm struck me suddenly, his cock hitting me in the sweet spot perfectly. Like the head of his cock found a button inside my walls, he hit it hard and made me writhe. I held on to him harder as the orgasm swept through, and my screams entered right into his ear. He gave a few more pumps before he came inside me with a quiet groan. He filled me up just like he did last night, giving me all of his cum. Even when he was half asleep and rocking into me slowly, he still made me cum. "Morning, Bellissima." He kissed the corner of my mouth, his thick hair brushing against me, and kept his slowly softening cock inside me. He said that to me many times, usually in a possessive or affectionate way, but I had no idea what it meant. Tristan used to call me a cunt. I hoped whatever Italian nickname Kane had given me was more respectful. "Why do you call me that? What does it mean?" He pulled his lips away and looked into my face, his eyes still heavy with sleep. Now he seemed just as tired as he had before the sex. He had this natural way of looking handsome no matter what his mood was. He was hard like a man should be, quiet like most powerful men were. He had a hidden threat always sitting in his eyes, obvious to anyone who looked his way. But that danger didn't scare me like it used to. Now it almost made me feel safe, that his aggression was aimed at the rest of the world, not me.
"It means beautiful."
Kane got ready for work, and I made him something to eat downstairs. There was leftover breakfast from the weekend, so I heated that up and made a batch of coffee. While he was gone all day, I had the house to myself. It was nice to have my own space and freedom, but being alone just made me sad. All I thought about was how many days I had left, until I was returned to that psychopath. Kane came downstairs and looked at the plate sitting at the table.
"This for me?"
"Yep."
He grinned. "Awesome."
He sat down and drank his coffee, then grabbed his fork. He dug in like a starving man, scarfing down everything like he didn't know when he would eat again. When we had dinner together, he was usually more refined. I sipped my coffee and watched him, suddenly realizing I would actually miss him while he was gone. He was the only companion I had in the world. I used to be close with my parents before I was taken. I used to tell Lizzie everything. But now neither one of them was accessible to me. Tristan would never allow me to contact the outside world. If I did, he considered it an act of treason and would behead Lizzie. But Kane was different. He'd never laid a hand on me, and he always listened. I want to ask you for a favor.
I'm listening.
He finished a piece of bacon before he drank his coffee again. I was wondering if I could use your phone. Maybe Kane had been a decent guy up until this point, but I doubted he would risk his neck just so I could tell my parents I was okay. He was a criminal, too. He narrowed his eyes like he was surprised by the question.
To do what with?
Call my parents. I know they're worried about me. My mom probably hadn't slept since the police told her I was missing. Kane looked down at his coffee like he didn't know how to swallow the question. I won't tell them where I am. If I do, and Tristan finds out, he'll kill Lizzie. I just want them to know I'm being treated well, and it's not as bad as what their imagination thinks it is. I didn't have to lie. I could tell them about my life with Kane. They didn't need to know about Tristan at all. He took another drink, then cleared his throat.
The police are expecting you to call.
I know, but I want my parents to know I'm okay. Please let me give that to them. Kane searched my expression, his eyes cold.
I don't mind you contacting them, but it does get me involved. They're going to trace any phone call you make. Tristan has eyes and ears all over the police. If you make any move, he'll know about it. Both of our necks will be on the line.
It was stupid for me to think he would let me do it. I got my hopes up because I was slowly being brainwashed the longer I stayed here. Now I actually thought he was a good man with a heart. But I was missing the point. He sold weapons to a criminal and took me as collateral. How could I forget all of that? Kane continued to stare at me.
I'm sorry. I wish I could give you a different answer.
My heart actually believed him. The doorbell rang, shattering the quiet conversation we were just having. Kane glanced at his watch to see the time, then set his mug down.
I have no idea who that is.
He left the dining room, his heavy footfalls announcing his movements through the house. I heard the front door open, and I recognized the woman's voice. So, did you talk to her? She had a distinctly feminine voice, but it was full of unflinching strength.
Not now, Kane said coldly. I need to leave for work.
And she's cooped up here like a damn dog? I smiled because I liked her.
Pearl, not now.
You never answered my question. Kane paused for a long time before he answered.
Yes, I talked to her. She'd like to talk to you, too.
Great. Her voice sounded louder as she moved through the house and came closer to me. Adelina, are you upstairs? I'm in here, I said with a strong voice, about to come face to face with a woman I knew so much about. She stepped through the doorway, dressed in dark jeans and a black top. She had deep brown hair like mine, and blue eyes that reminded me of the ocean on a hot summer day. An interesting wedding ring sat on her left hand, a white button with gold rimming around the edge. She took one look at me and smiled. It's so nice to meet you. She leaned down and hugged me like we were old friends who hadn't seen each other in years. Kane followed behind her, looking fiercely annoyed. It's nice to meet you, too. I immediately felt comfortable with her, because it was the first affectionate embrace I'd received that wasn't sexual or unwarranted. It was full of understanding and compassion. She pulled away, no longer wearing the smile on her face. I'm going to my husband's winery to get some work done. Do you want to come along for the day? As much as it disgusted me, I turned to Kane and silently asked permission. Pearl snapped her fingers and brought my attention back to her. Don't ask him for a damn thing. Do what you want. You want to come?
Whoa, hold on.
Kane walked up, staring at her like an annoyed sibling.
She does have to ask my permission. She's living with me under my roof. I call the shots.
Is she a dog? Pearl countered.
No, but is she a child?
Kane's annoyance turned to rage.
No, but she's my property, and I dictate where she goes. If I don't want her to go somewhere, she doesn't go. That's the end of the story. So don't come into my house and start calling the shots. I'm not a pussy like Crow. You can't push me around.
Pearl crossed her arms over her chest and stared at him with hatred.
I'm so disappointed in you.
His eyes shifted slightly, like that insult actually affected him. There was something about Pearl that softened his edges, made him more human. I'd never seen him react that way to me. But then again, I really hadn't told him off before. His treatment, compared to Tristan's, was always such an improvement that I didn't have the audacity to complain.
Crow will be there? He clenched his jaw.
Yes.
I want her home before I walk through the front door. Not a minute later.
He grabbed his wallet and keys and prepared to walk out, his shoulders stiff with anger. I suspected he would be harsher to Pearl if she were anyone else. She had an innate power that I could see even though it was invisible. He finally walked out, shutting the door harder than was necessary. When he was gone and it was just the two of us alone together, she sighed and relaxed her shoulders.
Good. That asshole is finally gone.
The drive was surreal. Olive trees and vineyards took up most of the scenery, along with beautiful hillsides that flattened out to the next vineyard. Ancient castles were in the distance, but they weren't run down and old. They seemed to be inhabited by a lucky Italian who was fortunate enough to inherit the estate. It reminded me of the view from Kane's house, but we were much closer to Florence. Out here, we seemed to be alone for miles. Pearl didn't say much or bombard me with questions. She slowed down once she passed a large three-story estate behind a set of black gates. Green ivy clung up the walls and revealed the windows set in stone. Vineyards stretched across the fields in either direction, along with mighty oak trees.
This is where Crow and I live.
The two of them lived in that mansion?
It's beautiful.
Thanks. It surprised me how quickly it felt like home. She passed the house, then sped up again, getting back up to speed.
His winery is just a few miles to the west. We'll be there in no time.
I wasn't in a hurry because I had nowhere to go. If anything, I wanted time to slow down. I wanted to stay like this for as long as possible. When Kane returned me to Tristan, I'd fall to my knees and sob. Pearl drove with both hands on the wheel, a pair of sunglasses sitting on the bridge of her nose. It was obvious she was American because she didn't have a hint of an accent, not like Kane did.
When Crow and Kane took me from Bones, Crow took me to his house.
Who's Bones? I interrupted. He's the man who bought me after I was trafficked. Despite how painful that must have been, she spoke with a strong voice and didn't shake at the memory. She seemed to have made her peace with it, leaving it in the past where it belonged. My suffering would never be a thing of the past.
Crow kept me as his prisoner for a long time, said I had to work for my freedom before he would let me go. According to him, he did me a favor and deserved to be compensated.
She rolled her eyes.
That man has always had a big ego.
What happened then? I'd never seen Kane's brother, but I imagined them looking a lot alike. Dark and strong, with powerful arms and shoulders. I assumed they had the same manner, the same constant fury in their eyes. I did what he asked. I slept with him. Instead of frowning at the painful memory, she smiled. And somewhere along the road, I fell in love with him. I could hardly believe it. Kane had been nice to me, and I got off every time he was inside me, but I couldn't picture myself falling in love with him. All I wanted was to go home where I belonged and get back to